Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Music. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Cindy Smith, and with me is my beautiful co-host, Deb Weinberger, and you are listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can on Transformational Talk Radio. So, we have an hour of some fun, so stay with us for the next hour. And you'd say fun and fear. Well, I guess the fun is that we are going to be sharing with you how to identify your fear. Is it limiting? Is it supportive? And how to stop it. And so for the fun part is that Deb and I always have fun together. So I'm sure you're going to have fun with us. So our show layout today is during the first 30 minutes, we will be sharing and information that we would like to share around fear, how it has stopped us, how it's limited us, how it's been supportive to us, and what have we done to change it. So then after that, Deb and I will be doing live angel card readings. You can also ask us direct questions. So please call in on the number on the screen, the 1-800-930-2819, or enter your name into the chat. So on all the media platforms, okay? So I don't know, I just want to get started. Can we get started, Deb?
Sure.
I'd really like to introduce a very dear friend of mine and the co-host for our Angel Empowerment Show, Deb. And this is your first time with me live. And this is a great topic for the two of us to talk about. So let's just get you started on your journey with the angels. So can kind of introduce everybody that is watching.
Sure, absolutely. So I was very familiar with angels. I grew up Catholic. And as a little girl, my mom in specific, introduced me to my guardian angels. She used to say, move over on the bench and make room for your angels. So it was somebody I was very familiar with. And being empathic, I was very fearful at nighttime, not understanding that part of it. I understand it now. But I used to pray to my guardian angels over and over and over again until I felt calm and relaxed. So I've had that connection from the time I was a little girl, really not understanding, but I just knew that this worked. And so that's what I did. So when I took a little workshop out at a little crystal store in Crossfield, and I heard about this angel lady, Cindy Smith, well, of course, I wanted to hear her talk, but I still was very fearful of going anywhere on my own. So I made a couple of my friends come with me to, I think it was a mind, body, and soul or one of those expos to hear you talk, Cindy. I don't know if you know this. So I dragged them there and I sat in that audience and I heard you speak and it was like you were talking directly to me. It's just, I can't even tell you right now what the subject was, but I know it was impacting me. So then you did a draw like you always do. And I won a ticket to Spring Fling. So, and it's like, at first it was, I'm not going alone. I don't do that. But I was so pulled and so drawn that I went to Spring Fling with the angels by myself, walked through that door. It took everything I had, but I knew my guardian angels were with me and I heard you speak. And it was from there that you changed my life, that I decided to take your course. And it's funny because I thought, well, it's too, you know, I don't have the money for that. Well, then you talked about going to Ireland and I thought, that sounds like fun, but there's no way. So this is where I learned, and that'll be another show, Manifesting with the Angels. Man, I put it out there and it worked. And learning, becoming an angel empowerment practitioner, learning that was amazing. But getting on that plane, going to Ireland, so I didn't, I don't like doing things alone, still had all that fear. I hadn't traveled in over 20 years.
Wow.
So this is, I knew things had changed a lot because it was since 9/11, like I knew it was a big deal. And I had never traveled overseas. I had flown to Bellingham, Washington. That was it in my life. And so because of scheduling, I landed up in this big group having to fly alone.
Wow.
We went to London first to go to London. Talk about being terrified. But once again, I knew that there was, the angels were with me, and that how I did make my husband take me to the airport 4 hours before my flight. I was so worried about security. And so that's how I came to work with the angels. And that was my first huge experience of overcoming fear with the angels. So over to you, Cindy.
Well, I got to say, if anybody else was listening right off the bat with your mom, who said, move over on the bench and let your guardian angel sit with you. Like, I got to applaud your mom, because I don't know if I've heard you actually say that.
Yeah.
Because, that's big right there to know as a child. But like you say, that we referred to it, is it why the fear? Right? Like as a child, why the fear? Where did we pick that up? And that's where we call about the supportive or the limiting fear, which we're definitely going to get into today. And even if, so I'm going to back up a little bit, because everybody's, whether you guys are listening to this live or you're going to listen to it after when, as you're have a little more time to listen. For me, fear was huge. So just as Deb has shared, I need to backtrack a little bit. If you listen to the very first show where I talked about how I started on this journey, I referred to this booming voice that said, those are for you. When I was talking about an Oracle deck, and literally thought that, I was having a mental breakdown because I heard a voice. Well, in the, to make the long story short again, it was basically Archangel Michael. And so when I think changing up fear, Archangel Michael is my go-to. And we're gonna give some certain tools, but I know that Deb and I think it's August 8th, we're even gonna get into more about Archangel Michael because we do, what do you refer to him as?
The CEO of the angels. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. CEO of the angels. But number one thing, and number one around fear, is Archangel Michael and protecting us. And so, but it's us that has to learn how to handle fear. And there is good fear and there's negative fear. So we refer to it as supportive or limiting. So let's talk about supportive. And that is where we need it, okay? That is where we go into fight or flight. And it's there to activate us, get us into mode, kick in our adrenaline, do what we need to do. And we refer to that as supportive fear, okay? Because no shutting that fear off. We need that. There are times we need it. But there are times when the limiting fear gets into place, but that gets in our way. So let's just give a few examples around supportive fear, because that is important for us. And Deb and I, when we talked about, I'll give an example of supportive fear. So if any of you have children, or I'm just going to say, let's think children, because there was one that I know really assisted me, and I call this supportive fear. We were at this, we're traveling. Their dad was up the river. We were on this river, and the kids were young. I'm going to say 8 and 10, something like that. And there was a part of this river, it was actually Gold River for anybody out in BC, but we'd never been there before. But the kids and I, we saw this rapids that was really shallow. And I said, oh, this is what I used to do as a kid. We just sit on it and we go, we slide down and then we'll swim to the edge. Well, both my kids were swimmers. And we got down to the bottom of where these rocks are, and there was a huge current pull. And of course, me being, you know, I could have beat myself up over it because I didn't go down first to check. Well, this is support of fear because my adrenaline kicked in. And the strength that I had, I grabbed onto my daughter because she's the youngest and wasn't as strong. And I started to yell to Jason, my son, kick hard and swim for the shore. And he knew something had freaked mom out. So he picked up on my fear, which was good because he started swimming hard and he started giving her, and so did I. And we were fighting a major current. Now, the reason the fear was there is I didn't know what was around the corner, right? I had no idea. And I had two kids. And so that supportive fear got us all to the edge and into safety. So that's an example of supportive fear. When we need that adrenaline to get us out of a fearful situation. So that comes to mind when we think supportive fear. Does anything come up for you, Deb?
Well, as you were talking, I mean, I just know that there are times, and it wasn't dramatic. Like that is a very impacting experience for you. But I can think of times where I have been, you know, in like downtown, and it's like the spidey senses, you know, come up, the hair on the back of my neck stands up, and I just know, don't go that way. It's dark, it's not well lit. And I trust that my angels are looking after me, and they are telling me, that don't go that way, keep going this way. You know, part of it's common sense, but a lot of it, I think, is the angels guiding us to trust that.
Yes.
You know, but also I was thinking about a hike that we took this weekend with my family, and my 9-year-old granddaughter was with us. Well, my daughters were with us too, even as grownups. And we went up to this, I think it was called Crack in the Road, and it was like a big crevice. And I remember right away my mama bear sense kicked in. It's like, guys, stay away from the edge. Just stay away from the edge. And I think it was just guiding me to remind them. So I trust that the angels were having me remind them to stay away from the edge, because it was fascinating to look and see how far down it went. And I just went, so I just trust that they were having me remind them.
Yes.
And that's how we listen. That inner voice is what is how they're commute. That's how they communicate with me. It's not necessarily the booming outside voice, which I believe will happen if it's really urgent. But it's usually that little voice, that nagging voice in your head that's telling you, stay out of the dark, stay in the light, you know, stay away from the edge.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we, because we knew this episode was going to be about fear, and I, before I started working with the angels, so before I created my business, my career, and doing this, and, you know, I was a drug and alcohol counselor, and I lived in fear. People wouldn't know that about me, but everything was about what could I do to keep me out of fear. That was my energy. It was, and a lot of worry, you know, a lot of worry around things that I had no control of. But the brain knows, you know, this makes no sense to worry about this, but yet I would tend to do that. Now, when Michael came into my world and I started to really work with the intuitive, and what I mean by that is really trusting that inner voice, because knowing that it was connected to my guardian angels and Michael, because I basically said to Michael right from the beginning, when I was guided to change up my life purpose, to change up what I was doing, I basically said to him, if you want me out there in the world, teaching people empowerment, teaching people intuition, doing what I do, I need to feel protected. I need to know that when I'm out there doing what I do and all the travel and all of that, I really need that sense of protection. So Archangel Michael joined what I refer to as my team. So he's with me 24/7. Now that, and Deb knows this, and every time I teach this, just because I've asked Michael to be with me, that means that it has nothing to do with ego or that I'm better than anybody else, because Michael can, if you ask, he can be with anybody at any given moment in time. But it was so key for me to learn to trust. And that was what really catapulted me. When I think about it, that's what changed everything for me. I started to trust that there was more to be able to do to create that protection, to feel that you're actually protected, to get you out of the fight or flight when there was no need for fight or flight. Okay, so that's where it's I call it the unwarranted fear, the fears of things that we have no control over, that puts our body, our thinking, our energy, our emotions into the fight or flight. So we're on stress level. And thank goodness, I always say that, you know, even though it was how many years ago now? A few years ago now. That Archangel Michael came into my world. So can you give, you know, I just ask you off the, when's the time you've asked Michael for protection? Yeah.
Just right.
Yeah.
Every single night. I'm still frightened at nighttime.
Okay.
And now that I've gotten used to working with Archangel Michael, in my mind, I ask him to clear my bedroom and seal it and fill it with light every night. And that is huge for me. I sleep so well. And you know, if I forget, I wake up, I might fall asleep, but I always wake up and my room just feels darker. And I think it's because I'm empathic and I just sense things around and not anything evil, but just other energies around. And I just feel safer knowing that he has sealed my room. So I still work with him every single night. I work with him for a lot of other things, but yeah, for. And what I find is, because that fear I have at nighttime is a limiting fear, I believe.
It is.
And, but what I find is the limiting fear can feel like a supportive feel. You can feel like you're in fight or flight. So I think identifying what kind of fear is this is huge. And that really assists you on walking through it, stepping out of it, is identifying it and asking the angels for support for that, helping you to identify it and helping you expand from it. So did you want to explain the limiting fear?
So the limiting types of fears is we can experience at different times. Archangel Michael refers to it, you know, like fear of judgment. You know, fear, there's all kinds of different types of fear that cause us angst. It depends on the type and the severity of it, right? Because there can be low levels of fear that will put us into full-blown panic attacks for people who experience panic attacks. And that is really the body is kicking in. This isn't me just saying that there is no such thing as anxiety and panic attacks and all that. It is. It's real. It's what we, you know, there's so many different avenues to go to deal with it, okay? And the key, though, for me, and this is my go-to. If I start to feel angst, and something's uncomfortable, I get a bit of a fear-based. Oh, you know, it could start with a warning sign within my gut that something's not right, something's off. Or if it's that unwarranted fear, because there's, you know how you say at nighttime, I used to get this fear as a child that there was energy coming in through my window. And so I, once in a while, that old fear of something's going to happen at night, you know, something, and it makes no logical sense, but yet you're feeling it. Now, what I do is I bring on Michael. I said, okay, Michael, amp it up. This is Michael, amp it up, bring extra protection. I need to feel secure at this moment in time. And then what I start doing is talking to myself. I'm safe. I'm protected. I'm safe. I'm protected. Michael's got this. Here's an example, because Michael just reminded me. So anybody that ever deals with storms, one of the things that I will do. So I remember last year, like in Alberta, we get these crazy thunderstorms that come through with hail and wind and all of that. And I was on one of our major highways and I saw the black. I got the inkling to just wait, but no, I was late for something and I was just going to, you know, put it out there that it would pass quickly. But of course it didn't. I got stuck right in the middle of it. So here I am sitting with my van. All the other cars are pulled over and my van is rocking. Like the winds of my van's rocking and hail's coming down. And I'm like, I'm hanging onto the wheel. I'm parked, but I'm saying, Michael, you got this, right? Michael, you got this, right? Because it's that natural fear. It's fight or flight. We need that fight or flight. But I'm talking to the team. Michael, you got this. The van's protected. I'm protected. I'm going to stay grounded. No moving this van off of this location. Like, I know that it's happening, but it makes it easier for me if I'm talking. And if somebody was sitting right there in the passenger seat beside me, I'd still be doing the same thing. Michael, you got this, right? I'm protected. Could you please speed this up? Like, I have all these move this storm quick. You know, anything that comes to mind that puts me in secure mode. And so if anyone's listening to that, when I can bring my energy back into security versus, oh my gosh, I've got to run. Because when we're in that, it's hard for the team to override it. Okay, so it's hard for Michael to bring that calmness when we're already in the, I gotta go, I gotta get out of this. Am I making sense, Deb? I'm hoping that I'm making sense.
Yeah,
for the audience.
No, you absolutely are. Yeah, and I do that every time I get in the car. I ask him to protect me and the cars around me, you know, just to keep us safe. And that's just what I do. But also, like, limiting fear sometimes, or for myself in particular, I called on him a lot. I called on actually all the angels when I decided to take a public speaking course. Like, I remember my friend said to me, let's do this. And instantly it was no way. I worked too hard to be quiet in the back and not being noticed. But then I heard, no, no, it's time. It's time. It's time. So I said yes. And I had to call on the angels a lot for me to get up on that stage. Even when you asked if I wanted to be a part of this podcast, my instant reaction was, uh-uh. But then this little voice, and it's like the angels were pushing me that, no, this is time, this is growth. But it's that ego, that inner critic that tells you, it keeps you from growing. They tell you, you're not ready, you're not good enough. You know, it's that fear of success or fear of failure. I don't know what was worse. And so learning to trust and asking the angels to keep me calm, give me the courage. We teach the kids, because we teach kids, Nolan, I'll be talking about that. Archangel Michael will give you courage and Gabriel will give you the words and Raphael will keep you calm. And you know, they all have their jobs to help us get through those limiting fears. You know, once you've identified them, and then you can ask. And the other thing I want to mention is, if you don't remember their names, it's okay. They know who needs to step forward to assist you. But you got to ask. Yeah. Got to ask. No matter what fear you're working with, You have to ask. Nothing's too big and nothing's too small. You just have to ask.
And I think the big for all of us is really identifying when it is a limiting fear that's getting in your way. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that means, you know, fear of being judged, fear of getting it wrong, fear of, do I really trust myself? Do I really trust my intuitive? Will I get it wrong? You know, we talked about last week, Nola and I, about, you know, letting ego override. And there's such a big fear around, am I really hearing the right message? Am I trusting my gut? Is that one word that is so clear and so point on, is that right? And so many people get really stuck in that fear of getting it wrong. So then they stop listening to their inner self, their yeah. inner intuition, their team. And I, like I say, the angel team, I think that is one of our, it's really one of the things that overrides our intuition. It's fear of getting it wrong. And there's something just recently happened that, you know, doesn't, for me, it isn't that this happens very often, but people say, you know, wouldn't Michael give you a warning if something's happening? And my answer to that is, I think we're going on break soon, because this is going to just remind me, if we've got time, I want to talk about warnings and listening to our intuition.
Making a note.
make a note for me, because
make it a note. Yeah.
This is such a huge topic around fear. And the reason that Deb and I are so passionate about talking about fear is because we've lived the limiting fear. We both have lived it. We know how it can stop you in your tracks. It keeps you away from your journey. So, if anybody is listening, we'd love for you to ask us any questions, but we are, you know, we're going to take break, and we will, if there is anybody out there that would love some live angel card readings, we will do that for you. If you have any questions, especially around fear, but we've definitely given you some things to ponder on. So we're going to take that quick break. And again, we will give a little bit of info around the angel cards, but if we end up talking more about fear before we even get into doing live card readings, we will do that also, because there's so much more around this, but we would love to be here for you. So please type into the chat any questions, or please call 1-800-930-2819. We would love to have a chit chat with you and give you an angel card reading.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Choose the New Earth and the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
We are back on the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can. So Deb and I have been talking about this huge topic around fear, and we will get to pulling some angel cards. But we really wanted to keep going on the topic about warning. And, you know, does Michael give you a warning? Well, that, yes. Okay. So there are those times, you know, just as even as we have talked about paying attention to your gut, and like Deb referred to the fact, hey, I just knew that I shouldn't go down that. It was darker, you know, even logical sense, but she paid attention to keep her out of fear. So my thing is, I do say now, here's one of the things that I haven't talked about the show yet. We all have free will. Now, free will means that basically, unless we ask, the angels are unable to override our free will. Okay, is everybody hearing that? This is huge. Unless we ask. Now, if I will say things like to Michael, if I need something clearly to come up in my face so that I know that I am entering into harm's way, please do your best to let me know. Like, I have asked him that. Now, there could be some times that I override, you know, I've stopped paying attention at that moment in time. But here's something that that just happened on Friday, this last weekend. My the love of my life, Les, and I, we were planning on to go. We've got a campsite, lease campsite in Fairmont. It's a 3-hour drive from Calgary out there. Now, we're getting ready to go. We're packing up. We're getting ready to go. But I was putting my summer tires back on the van. We went and picked up. Now, here's what happened when I was parking my van. As I was parking my van in the alleyway, and we were taking one of Les's vehicles to go out to Fairmont, I saw the white vehicle, Les and I are in it, and it gets pulled off to the left. Now, out of control. Like, I literally saw it. I got a flash. It was like, whoop, and I'm like, what? So, you know, I'm just parking my vehicle. Okay, so I go, Michael, unsafe to take Les's car. Now, I am blessed. And the reason I'm blessed is because my partner and I, we listen to our intuitive, to each other. If he gets something, I listen. If I get something, he listens. So I go up. He's already got the car ready and everything. And I go upstairs and I'm saying, honey, I just got something for Michael. And he's not telling me why we veer off to the left, but he's telling me that the white car is unsafe to take. Now, Les isn't going, well, I wonder what, you know, blah, blah, blah. He just goes, okay, if Michael's saying that, then we're going to switch. So we did. We took the big van, cost us more money and gas, but we knew that there was a reason. Now, we could sit there and want to know why. Like, why, Michael, why did you stop it? You know, it could be, you know, there was clouds, a thunderstorm coming through. It could be that the smaller car was going to hydroplane. Who knows? I mean, Les and I could run through all kinds of scenarios. But what we did was we switched vehicles because that's what we were guided to do. And we had no issues. We went out there, we come back, we were safe. I wasn't sitting angst because if I didn't listen to my gut and if I didn't pay attention to what Michael said, I would have been anxious the whole way. Wouldn't you, Deb? Oh, right? Like, for sure. I'd be waiting for something to happen to veer the car off to the left. This way, though, there was no overriding my guidance. There was no overriding my intuition. I just followed it, whether it made sense or not. And I am so blessed to have a man in my life who never questions when I get the intuitive, and I'm the same with him. If he gets an intuitive that says, this isn't going to work, then we switch it. We just do it. That's trusting with no overriding. So, and that's part of learning to trust to keep us out of that fear. Okay. Does that make sense? I know I'm going on again.
No, that does make sense. And what I find too, and I've worked with it myself, but I've worked with it with my clients, is sometimes we have a limiting fear that we've brought from another life.
Yes.
We've brought it from a past life. And we don't understand why we're fearing whatever it is. And it isn't until we work with Archangel Raziel to bring us to where the healing needs to begin. And I have seen amazing results once we can heal whatever happened to that person in that lifetime. And it doesn't have to be dramatic, but it can be. It could be something very small, but healing that in all directions of time, it's amazing in how it assists that person to recognize that fear, understand the fear, and with the angel's help is now healing that experience so that they no longer need to limit themselves because of the fear.
I
have seen amazing.
Yeah, keep working. So part of it is what Deb is, one of the things I created a technique with the archangels. It's past life healing. It isn't past life regression. Okay. And so all of us on the Angel Empowerment Show and the co-hosts, we all do past life healing. It is a life changer. And we are going to get to the calls and pulling some cards, but I'm just going to give you some examples because Michael got me to write these down. And now I know why, because the past life healing come up. Here's some of our main themes that we work with past life healing when it comes to fear. Fear of judgment, fear of lack or poverty, fear of abandonment, fear of commitment, fear of success, fear of failure, two different energies. Fear of disease, that really, because then you're focused on creating disease, and fear of death, right? I mean, but think of when we refer to this is that limiting fear. It's why does it keep coming up? Why do we allow the fear to take over for us when it logically isn't making sense? And that's why Deb and I, Nola, Sam, we all love working with the angels to just take it to that deeper level to clear. And that's what Angel Empowerment's all about. So thanks for bringing that up, Deb, around that, because it is definitely big.
Just before we get to the calls, I would love for you to share the story about you and flying. Because I'm a nervous flyer. I wouldn't say I have a fear of flying, but after hearing your story, I do this too, and it has really helped. So if you
could share that. I had a huge fear of flying, huge. And even when I started working with Archangel Michael, this is what I was guided to do. When I let Michael know the night before I'm traveling on the plane to let him know, okay, I'm leaving tomorrow for this location. Can you make sure that the plane is on time? Can you make sure that the plane that I'm going to get on is mechanically safe? Because Michael is really good with that. And so when I get to the airport, then I, now everybody pay attention to this. You ask Michael, especially right now, because I hear they're having nightmare with luggage, but I say, please allow my luggage to arrive with me and safe and undamaged, like it safe and secure and protected. And then when I get on the plane, this is the next step. Okay, Michael, because my biggest thing is turbulence. We are going to have a smooth and safe flight. And please stop the turbulence. You know, the pilot comes on and, oh, well, we're expecting about 20 minutes of turbulence and this, but it will be, it'll, you know, just keep your seatbelt on, la da 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 da. No, Michael, no. And then the other thing, so we've got Michael protecting the plane, Michael keeping it balanced in the best way that he can. And then there's one other archangel. For us that are already in a little bit of anxiety mode to get on the plane, we call in Raphael because he fills the plane full of his calming energy because he's all about bringing in calm. So now we've got a protected, calm plane because I'm not the only one on that plane that's anxious about flying. Okay. And off I go. And I
love how you also, I remember you saying, I imagine his hands holding the belly of the plane as we fly. So that's what I envision him holding the plane smooth and straight as you fly.
I will get, if they start even a little bit of turbulence, you guys are all going to laugh at this, but I do. I see Michael holding the plane. He goes in big form, like he gives me a visual. I'm underneath Job. He's got his sword. He's got the shield. And he is keeping that plane safe. And so literally people might laugh about it, about what I do when I'm flying. But I'm telling you it because I have to, except for when we had COVID, but I have to fly to get to all the events and all the places that I travel to. And it's a given that Michael is keeping that plane safe. So thanks for bringing it up because it definitely. So Lydia, we're going to run out of time here and we've had these people waiting to pull a card for.
Yes. Would you like to go to the phones?
Yes, sure.
All right.
That'd be great.
So first person on the phone that we've got is Tracy from Saskatoon. Tracy, you're on the phone with Cindy and Deb. Can you hear us? Hello, Tracy.
Did we lose her?
I'm not sure. Well, I'll see if I can get her back, but in the meanwhile, Cindy, Tracy, can you hear us?
Now, she's given us her name and her city, so we could still read for her, could we not?
Yes.
All right, why don't we do that?
Okay.
Pull a card for Tracy.
Okay.
There's like some background noise there.
Okay, the card is Ready for Change. The crystal is Amethyst.
Amethyst.
So what is actually standing out to me is the amethyst and the calming. So there is change coming up and I'm not getting that it's a big, huge change, but there is a change in your life coming up. And amethyst is really important to keep the calming. The archangel is Archangel Hanuel. And they do want you to focus on the positive, but what I'm getting more is that bring in the amethyst energy and Archangel Hanuel to just more of an acceptance of change. This is a good change. I'm even sensing a bit of fear of growth here. So it's a good change. The affirmation I love is I accept change as a positive experience now. Yeah, but it's And you know, it's funny, we're talking about fear. So it's like there's a fear of this change because it's growth.
Yes, and I get that also, Tracy. You know, I have the amethyst is, most people know the crystal amethyst. You know, it's a birthstone amethyst, it's purple. And when there's just that little, I'm picking up a little level of fear around expansion. It's your personal growth. So the change is personal growth that you're experiencing. And there's a little bit of fear tied to that. Actually, I'm getting, so when I said tied to that, I actually got a picture of an anchor. And so be careful with allowing fear to anchor you and staying as you are without allowing the personal change or something. It's an anchor. Fear is an anchor, and it can be very comfortable to stay that way. And so it's fear around your own personal change. Personal change and fear. What can you read? Because I forgot my decks at the other office. Deb, can you read the amethyst message for Tracy?
Hang on, I got to find the card now.
Oh, no.
I was shuffling, getting ready for Annette. I'll find it. You keep talking.
Well, it's, you know.
Okay, everything. So it says, I will assist you in acknowledging the readiness for the shift of change and stop all fear of change.
There you go.
I create a conduit of healing and protection to release what no longer serves to allow for the change.
Yes, there you go. And to Tracy and all the listeners, my cousin Jennifer, who I refer to as the crystal expert, and she was the one that helped me develop the Inspire Change and Healing deck that Deb is using. If you have a go-to crystal, amethyst is it. It's considered the master healer of all. It's really one of those multi-dimensional crystals that will assist with anything. And the great thing is you can infuse the crystals to specifically. So for Tracy, an example would be, you know, take the amethyst, infuse it to stop you from allowing the anchor of fear. So like it's like really diffusing that anchor. So as you personally continue to grow, there's nothing holding you back. And use the amethyst.
I tell my kids that I teach a little crystal class, and I tell the kids, give your crystal a job, but only one job per crystal. And that's how we program it. So think of it that way. Give your crystal the job of taking away that anchor of fear to help you move forward.
Yeah. And it's personal change, Tracy. That's what they're really focused on. So thank you. Even though we weren't able to hear you, we know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lydia.
All right. So we have another person requesting a reading, but we also had a question in the chat about fear.
Okay.
The question is from Michelle. I have been having fear-based dreams about the house I grew up in. I have not been there for 35 plus years, and it never bothered me growing up. I do ask the archangels to protect me as I sleep and to stop the fear-based dreams. Is there something else I can do to have them stop?
Well, that's interesting. So dreams when fear comes up. So I'm going to talk a little bit about dreams, and then I'll specifically ask for you, Michelle, if there's anything else that you can do to assist. I use my dreams. If there's fear, any type of fear based in dreams, when I wake up, I will say to Archangel Michael again, you guys are going to get used to me referring to Michael. I will say, okay, Michael, you got my attention in my dream. What am I missing in my waking state that you've got my attention in my dream around fear? Because it's, you know, we all remember nightmares. If you remember dreams, you're going to remember nightmares. So It's a way of bringing that unconscious awareness of something we're missing. So for, I'm just going to ask for Michelle. So a dream about, they're saying it's something, there's a shift with your core family unit. So there could be some change within your family structure. And it isn't meaning that something bad is going to happen, but there could be shift and change with a family member that you love, somebody that else is that's connected to the home. And because of that shift and that unconscious change that's going on, it's also bringing up a little bit of fear. It's really getting you to think about family. So that family connection, it's something to do with a family member. It isn't your children or a partner, or it's more of a family connection. Deb, do you get anything with that?
As soon as we started, the first thing I kind of got was there was some cord cutting that needed to happen. Or not even cord, and you know, I got cord cutting, not cord changing. We do both in our practice, but sometimes there is things that we don't need to be connected to anymore. And that's when we do cord cutting. And that's what I got. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything major, but there is something that's keeping you there, keeping you in the past, not moving forward, that needs to be, a cord needs to be either cut or changed.
And yeah, thank you for that question, Michelle. That is a great question, really, because yeah, that's a great question. Okay. And I believe our dreams also come from our higher self. So there's times we're missing things, and it's a way to get our attention to really pay attention to what's happening. So thank you.
I'll ask my angels, speak to me loud and clear.
Yeah. So I can stop having the dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have, Lydia, do we have time for the caller?
We have about 3 or 4 minutes left in the show, so that's up to you if you've got time.
Okay, we'll allow the caller in, and Deb, get the cards ready. We're going to pull card for him.
All right, so it's not another caller, but it was someone in the chat. Cindy from Calgary was asking for a reading.
Okay, absolutely. Pull a card.
Hang on. Cindy from Calgary. So I don't know if you can see it. It's love relationship, current and new. Archangel Jophiel. I love her. Rhodochrosite.
Yes.
And so the affirmations, I'm in my joy as I share my love in a harmonial relationship now. Well, the first thing I got is with Jophiel. She will assist you in self-love. That is your most important and your first relationship. And I got, this is the one that needs your attention now. The attention, just really working on that self-love piece. I always say, like, what they're telling me is use it as a I don't know if you're a mother, but use it as a benchmark to how you would love your child. This is how you need to love and accept yourself unconditionally. So that's coming really strong for me. You, Cindy?
Yeah, the rhodochrosite, it's like, think of it as pink love layers. It's like I love the rhodochrosite because you can see it's almost like a depth type of crystal. There's layers to it. And that's where I get love relationship. Allow the layers, it's so multidimensional when it comes to love. And so for you, Cindy, it's really focusing on the amazing layers for yourself and then how that reflects to your relationships. But like Deb said, that self, it's layers, whatever that means to you, Cindy. It's all about layers of love, being multidimensional for yourself, loving yourself in many ways. Okay. So thank you for being patient and joining us. And
we never said how they can find us.
Oh yeah, we got so much into it. Deb, right. how can they find you, Deb? And
the easiest way is my website, which is www.onawinghealing.com. From there, you can send me an email, book an appointment, sign up for classes. That's probably the easiest.
Mm-hmm. And on my website, cindysmithaep.com, you will also see the podcast tab that has all, if you open that up, it has myself and all the co-hosts right there to link. But yeah, we didn't talk about how you can get a hold of us. And like we said, there is the past life healing if you're interested. Please reach out to learn more to any one of the co-hosts. So I want to thank my beautiful Deb Weinberger for sharing her story. And we both want to thank you all for tuning in to the Angel Empowerment Show with myself from I Can't to I Can on Transformation Talk Radio. This is a huge topic. So I know Deb and I'll be talking about this again because we've really just touched the surface when it comes to fear. And please, again, join us every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Mountain time. And we will, next week, my co-host is Sam Bell once again. And our topic is learning to work with the archangels. So we've talked a little bit about Michael, but we're really going to delve in more. How can you get the archangels to be part of your team? How can they assist you? Deb, any last things you would like to say before we go?
No, it's been a joy and a pleasure to share the screen with you, Cindy.
Well, thank you. Everybody have a great week. We will see you next Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.